The Picture of Dorian Gray is Oscar Wilde's only novel, a Faustian tale of a young man obsessed with his own beauty, whose narcissistic drive to remain eternally desirable ultimately leads to his downfall. The story has been adapted on many occasions for film, television, radio and theatre, and it has now been adapted. Well, I don't know what you would say. They say it's a stage production. To me, it looks like something else. A group of theatres in the UK have come together to reimagine the Dorian Gray story for precisely this age that we are living through right now. The production will be available to view online up until March the 31st. Helen Meaney has taken a look at it for us here on Arena. Speak to her in a moment. But the play does have a stellar cast, and some, including some voices that you will instantly recognise in this clip.
I suppose my first question is, why do you want to speak publicly about what happened?
Yes, of course. Look, Dorian was a very special person to me. And what happened to him, it was just tragic. People say there's no dark side to social media, that there can't be a dark side to a digit. They're the same imbeciles who say guns don't kill people. But it is killing people, and it has to stop.
So where should we start?
Let us start with two best friends.
There are two kinds of people worth knowing in this world, Grey. Those who know absolutely everything and those who know absolutely nothing.
Which am I?
Who says you're worth knowing?
The Shade.
Just kidding. You can be worth knowing by association. Isn't that right, Bella?
He's so sharp, isn't he? Sharper than I could ever hope to be. I remember he was over for supper one evening, and I trotted out that Oscar Wilde, "I can resist everything except temptation" line. I thought I was being hysterically refined. He came back with, "The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it."
Joanna Lumley at the end of that clip there. Indeed, you heard her at the beginning as well as Lady Narber. You also heard Stephen Fry as the interviewer, Fionn Whitehead as Dorian Gray, Alfred Enoch as Harry Wotton. And this from a new production of The Picture of Dorian Gray, available to us online. Helen Meaney, as I said, has been watching it for us. The story of Dorian Gray itself, this young man who gets the present of the portrait, he stays forever young and beautiful. The portrait grows boils and horrible things up in the attic. How is that transferred by this group of theatre companies for the age we live in today, Helen, in this retelling?
Well, it's sort of reversed very cleverly in that Dorian's image is preserved digitally by his friend Basil. And so he remains online in his online projection, if you like, eternally beautiful and youthful. And it is his real, his offline self, who we see over the course of the film, just becoming kind of pockmarked and disfigured, and his face is blackened, and he's so that it's the reverse. It's the picture, the online picture, and he is sort of going into decline. And the way it's done is that we're watching all this through different screens and multimedia projections, and the whole film is constructed and edited using recordings on YouTube and you know Instagram, TikTok, Zoom, CCTV. It's just screen upon screen. Everything is mediated and then further mediated.
Quite
a complicated structure.
But when you're watching it, you can follow it. The complication is there in the attempt to describe, I suppose, rather than in the actual watching of it itself. But it really is looking at this whole idea of the selfie in lots of ways, and how you can put whatever filter you want on yourself to look whatever way you want, and you can look very different and an awful lot better than you might look in reality. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking that to an extreme, obviously, the kind of digital enhancement of our self-image that we all have access to. But this is through a kind of a software developer has done this specifically for Dorian. So it's exactly making it completely relevant to all of us who are now, you know, constantly immersed in this digital world, but it's taking it Wilde's moral fable and sort of flipping it. And there's a lot of things that are really clever and kind of knowing about this production. It's set right up at the moment during lockdown. So Dorian is a student, English literature student, at the beginning, and he's actually in his hall of residence, little room, making his very first video, and so it's all about the fact that he's isolated, and we're all yeah. separate, and that's kind of in that world that the virus is incorporated really into the structure. This whole idea about his images and his videos going viral. And then by the end of the film, he's got 500,000 followers and he's an influencer. Yeah. And it takes us into all sorts of the dark side of the web.
Fionn Whitehead plays the character of Dorian. Let's listen to him well before he has the millions or the hundreds of thousands of listeners. This is his first his first post on his YouTube channel.
Hi. Welcome to my channel. My name's Dorian, second year English. I know what you're thinking. What do you do with a BA in English? Just a little musical theatre joke for you there. You're welcome. So it looks like this shit show is going on till at least the end of the term. So I just wondered if we might be able to help each other out. I'm on Bell Jar and Kite Runner at the moment. Nice cheery reading list for a pandemic. Anyone got Emma? Anyway, hit me up. Maybe we can do YouTube lives or something and just make sure we're not all heading for an epic fail. I know. Nothing worth knowing can be taught, but I figured we should at least try. Check back on here and I'll try and think of some other things to talk about.
Christ, is that the first thing you ever posted? I had forgotten that one.
Okay. Be safe. Wear your fucking masks. Bye.
And there you go, getting you're told to wear your masks within that clip from The Picture of Dorian Gray, the production that Helen Meaney is speaking to us about this evening. A group of English theatres come together and giving us this online version. Fionn Whitehead playing the character of Dorian there, and we heard just at the end Alfred Enoch as the character of Harry Wotton. I mean, I mentioned Stephen Fry as the interviewer and Joanna Lumley as Lady Narber. Like, this is a serious high-calibre cast. But the casting of Dorian Gray, we expect him to be this beautiful, extraordinary, handsome, you know, beguiling young man. Did Fionn Whitehead give you that?
It's subtle in that we see him grow into his confidence, his physical confidence, his sort of sexual confidence. So in the beginning, as we just heard there, he's quite gauche. And he's a very delicate face. He's very sort of androgynous. He's, you know, people around him, men and women, find him really attractive, and he realizes this, and then he starts really manipulating that, and manipulating particularly his two friends Harry and Basil. Mm. So we see him change an awful lot over the course of the film, and it's all through you know, close-ups on his face, and you know, it's a brilliant performance, really riveting, because we have to see how he becomes more and more sort of self-involved and egotistical and callous and cruel. And in a way, that's all, you know, that all has to be conveyed in his face.
The other thing is obviously this has been made during lockdown when actors can't be in the same room as each other. And they've been very clever about how they do that, because every actor is doing his or her piece to camera in a separate place. So nobody actually had to be in the same room together at any one time. But how does that work for us as a viewer? Do we get a sense of connection between the people? Do we get a sense of the emotional journeys that they're going through?
We do. I mean, it's all in the editing. The amount of post-production on this must have been just phenomenal. So it's brilliantly shot, and then it's all intercut and spliced, and it's one screen looking at another, people looking at flashback of other recordings. You know, there's so many layers to the filming. There's also CCTV. The Stephen Fry character is, you know, speaking on Skype, doing his interviews. So, you know, it's like a hall of mirrors. But because of the close-up way it's shot, we do get a strong sense of emotion. There's a character who is briefly and disastrously Dorian's girlfriend, called Sybil Vane. And she is superb, and she's recording herself on Instagram. She's an aspiring actress, and yeah. she's recording her speeches from Shakespeare. And anyway, Dorian rejects her in a really cruel yeah. way, and then she makes a final video on, you know, so she's actually having a breakdown, and then she commits suicide. And this is all happening close up on our yes. screens. We don't see her killing herself, but we see her just
yeah,
before
we,
that.
We know what's happening.
So it's
happening.
Almost like playing out every single aspect and moment of your life
worth
with these
seeing,
young people. She's only 18.
Worth seeing, you're saying, for sure, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Technically, really fascinating and some great performances. It's intriguing and it's extremely sophisticated and slick, highly polished. It's very clever. Yeah, I'd recommend it.
All right, that's The Picture of Dorian Gray, available to stream right now. It will be online until March the 31st. Tickets are £12. And when you buy a ticket, you have 8 hours from the initial time of the ticket's validity to watch the production as many times as you want. Pictureofdoriangray.com will give you all of the details there. But that is our lot for this evening. Leah Murphy and Paula Shields researched. Janice Murphy was the broadcast coordinator. Pat Carney was on sound this evening. And tonight's programme produced by Kay Sheehy. Talk to you tomorrow night at 7.